Exactly a week until Christmas Day now, busy time for butchers, but many too are closing their doors with the challenge of supermarkets, changed diet and fewer young butchers. Our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey has been to Athlone, where once there were 22 butchers, there are now 3.
Well, the history of this butchers just started in 1971. Two brothers of mine...
Bernie Dunning closed his family business on Connacht Street in Athlone last April, after over 50 years in the trade.
Just couldn't make ends meet, I suppose, to be. Very easy to make up your mind then, wouldn't it? And I wasn't getting any younger either, and a side of beef, you'd be feeling bones creaking. Whereas one time it was no bother, just horse it around. Butchering is a hard life and it's hard work. It depends on the type of butchering you're doing, you know, but if you're slaughtering and bringing sides of beef from Dabbitore in here and sheep and all that crack, you're heavy lifting from one end of the week to the other, you know.
Butchers like Bernie Dunning say the impact of convenience stores and supermarkets has been huge, and changes in our diet have also hit sales.
And you just can't compete with the supermarket on price-wise, and that's another given fact. You know, the butcher has only one item, where the supermarket could have 500 different products, so they can do a special on meat. And it seems to be targeting meat the whole time. Every week you read the paper, there's a special on some cut of meat. The whole thing is changing, and that's it. And one time it was the grocer, the green grocer, and the butcher, but now the big supermarkets, you can get everything there. And the traditional Sunday roast has really, I say it's down by 80%. You know, when families were bigger, a roast was nearly a must on a Sunday, but not anymore.
Fergie Jemison closed his butchers in Athlone in 2019.
I finished up in 2009, June 2019. And I found that any of my customers that was dying, they were the older, there was no one replacing them. There's no younger crowd, or I have very few younger people coming in. To turn it around, it's hard to know. It's very hard to know. Like, to support the likes of these shops or these small shops we had genuine stuff, like, you know. But it's so hard to try and convince young people today. I think their eating pattern is different too. And I honestly don't know what or how you turn this thing around. I do not know. It's hard to answer that question.
Across the country, it's a similar picture. The Associated Craft Butchers of Ireland say 20 years ago, there were 1,100 butchers in the country. That now stands at 520. Pat Smith is now one of only 3 butchers operating in Athlone.
For me, it's good. But overall, butchers trade is suffering. I mean, you can see it around the country. Shops are closing left, right and centre. Various reasons for it, but some butchers are doing well, others are just, you know, if you don't keep up with the times, you're gone. If you can't match the supermarkets for price or try and do it, you know, you're going to suffer. And that means you're taking a hit on your margin. So that's why a lot of lads go.
Butchers say without support, the closures will continue. Succession planning remains a challenge for the sector. While apprenticeship schemes are in place, Bernie Dunning says it's hard to attract younger people into the business.
Butchering is very hard work, and you won't get a young fella to go into butchering now. To butchering, like we were doing, bringing it from the farm to the abattoir, slaughtering and then taking it in here and cutting it up. There's a lot of labour involved and hard work, and with the price of labour nowadays, it just wouldn't make economic sense, I think. And the price of cattle and sheep at the minute, there's definitely nobody going to start up just now.
Ultimately, butchers say they offer a quality service which cannot be replicated elsewhere. Pat Smith again.
They can have whatever they want, the way they want it. So if they want a thick steak, a thin steak, if they want one thick one, one thin one, if they want 3/4 of a pound of mince or 1.25 pounds of mince, they can have it. You know, it doesn't matter what they want, we can give it to them. Once you have the quality, people will come back. That's the whole thing. You know, and it's service as well. You know, people appreciate to come in here to me as a little chit chat. Very few places they can go now, they can do their shopping and have a little chat with whoever's behind the counter.
This week may be busy for butchers across the country, but Fergie Jemison says butchers need that kind of business all year round.
You have to make a big effort. You'll have to make a big effort. People, the younger crowd, will have to make a bigger effort if they want to keep the small shop going. Let it be butcher, veg, whatever. They'll have to make a bigger effort. And hopefully, I'd love to see that happening, but hopefully it will happen in time.
And that was retired butcher Fergie Jemison, ending that report from our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey.